sense of their accountability to God will allow the animal propensities to control reason. Those who do this are not Christians, whoever they may be, and however exalted their profession. The injunction of Christ is, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." He here shows us that we may be as perfect in our sphere as God is in his sphere. CD 133.2, The Course Plan Insights to Gluttony, 1905, MH 306, 307-18. Many who discard flesh meats and other gross and injurious articles think that because their food is simple and 134 wholesome they may indulge appetite without restraint, and they eat to excess, sometimes to gluttony. This is an error. The digestive organs should not be burdened with the quantity or quality of food which it will tax the system to appropriate. CD 133.3, Custom Act agreed that the food should be placed upon the tables in courses. Not knowing what is coming next, one may eat a sufficiency of food which perhaps is not the best sweetened to him. When the last course is brought on, he often ventures to overstep the bounds, and take the tempting dessert, which, however, proves anything but good for him. If all the food intended for a meal is placed on the table at the beginning, one has opportunity to make the best choice. CD 134.1, sometimes the result of overeating is felt at once. In other cases there is no sensation of pain, but the digestive organs lose their vital force, and the foundation of physical strength is undermined. CD 134.2, the surplus food burdens the system, and produces morbid, feverish conditions. It calls an undue amount of blood to the stomach, causing the limbs and extremities to chill quickly. It lays a heavy tax on the digestive organs, and when these organs have accomplished their task, there is a feeling of faintness or a languor. Some who are continually overeating call this all-gone feeling hunger, but it is caused by the overworked condition of the digestive organs. At times there is numbness of the brain, with disinclination to mental or physical effort. CD 134.3, these unpleasant symptoms are felt because nature has accomplished her work at an unnecessary outlay of vital force, and is thoroughly exhausted. The stomach is saying, "Give me rest." But with many the faintness is interpreted as a demand for more food, so instead of giving the stomach rest, another burden is placed upon it. As a consequence the digestive organs are often worn out when they should be capable of doing good work. Organs may lose vital force or no pain is felt. Negative 155, God's workers to practice temperance in eating. Negative 117, E.G. White could not ask God's blessing on her work if she overate. Appendix 1:7, 135, CD 134.4, the cause of physical and mental debility. 1890, CTBH 154-19. As a people, with all our profession of health reform, we eat too much. Indulgence of appetite is the greatest cause of physical and mental debility, and lies at the foundation of a large share of the feebleness which is apparent everywhere. CD 135.1, 1870, to T362, 365, 220. Many who have adopted the health reform have left off everything hurtful, but does it follow that because they have left off these things, they can eat just as much as they please? They sit down to the table, and instead of considering how much they should eat, they give themselves up to appetite and eat to great excess. And the stomach has all it can do, or all it should do, the rest of that day, to worry away with the burden imposed upon it. All the food that is put into the stomach, from which the system cannot derive benefit, is a burden to nature in her work. It hinders the living machine. The system is clogged, and cannot successfully carry on its work. The vital organs are unnecessarily taxed, and the brain nerve power is called to the stomach to help the digestive organs carry on their work of disposing of an amount of food which does the system no good. CD 135.2, and what influence does overeating have upon the stomach? It becomes debilitated, the digestive organs are weakened, and disease, with all its train of evils, is brought on as the result. If persons were diseased before, they thus increase the difficulties upon them, and lessen their vitality every day they live. They call their vital powers into unnecessary action to take care of the food that they place in their stomachs. What a terrible condition is this to be in! CD 135.3, we know something of dyspepsia by experience. We have had it in our family, and we feel that it is a disease much to be dreaded. When a person becomes a third or dyspeptic, he is a great sufferer, mentally and physically, and his friends must also suffer, unless they are as unfeeling as brutes. CD 135.4. And yet will you say, it is none of your business what I eat, or what course I pursue. Does anybody around dyspeptics 136 suffer? Just take a course that will irritate them in any way. How natural to be fretful. They feel bad, and it appears to them that their children are very bad. They cannot speak calmly to them, nor, without a special grace, act calmly in their families. All around them are affected by the disease upon them, all have to suffer the consequences of their infirmity. They cast a dark shadow. Then, do not your habits of eating and drinking affect others? They certainly do. And you should be very careful to preserve yourself in the best condition of health, that you may render to God perfect service, and do your duty in society and to your family. CD 135.5. But even health reformers can run the quantity of food. They can eat immoderately of a healthful quality of food. CD 136.1. MS 93, 1901-221. The Lord has instructed me that as a general rule, we place too much food in the stomach. Many make themselves uncomfortable by overeating, and sickness is often the result. The Lord did not bring this punishment on them. They brought it on themselves, and God desires them to realize that pain is the result of transgression. CD 136.2. Many eat too rapidly. Others eat at one meal food which does not agree. If men and women would only remember how greatly they afflict the soul when they afflict the stomach, and how deeply Christ is dishonored when the stomach is abused, they would be brave and self-denying, giving the stomach opportunity to recover its healthy action. While sitting at the table we may do medical missionary work by eating and drinking to the glory of God. CD 136.3. Drowsiness during church service, 1870, to T374-22. When we eat immoderately, we sin against our own bodies. Upon the Sabbath, in the house of God, gluttons will sit and sleep under the burning truths of God's Word. They can neither keep their eyes open, nor comprehend the solemn discourses given. Do you think that such are glorifying God in their bodies and spirits, which are His? No, 137, they dishonor Him. And the dyspeptic what has made him dyspeptic is taking this course. Instead of observing regularity, he has let appetite control him, and has eaten between meals. Perhaps, if his habits are sedentary, he has not had the vitalizing air of heaven to help in the work of digestion, he may not have had sufficient exercise for his health. CD 136.4, 1905, MH 307-3. We should not provide for the Sabbath a more liberal supply or a greater variety of food than for other days. Instead of this, the food should be more simple, and less should be eaten, in order that the mind may be clear and vigorous to comprehend spiritual things. A clogged stomach means a clogged brain. The most precious words may be heard and not appreciated, because the mind is confused by an improper diet. By overeating on the Sabbath, many do more than they think, to unfit themselves for receiving the benefit of its sacred opportunities. DLWSINUS in Sabbath services, negative 93, abstemious diet imparts mental and moral vigor, negative 85, 117, 206, effects of overeating on spirituality, negative 56, 57, 59, 251, effects of overeating on the mind, negative 74, overeating at camp meeting, negative 57, 124, suicidal practices, negative 202, desserts a temptation to overeating, negative 538, 547, 550, a source of church trials, negative 65, gluttony the prevailing sin, of the age, negative 35, overeating leads to dissipation, negative 244, keeping a clean conscience, negative 263, intemperance and overeating encouraged by mothers, negative 351, 354, CD 137.1, a cause of forgetfulness, letter 17, 1895-224. The Lord has given me light for you on the subject of temperance in all things. You are intemperate in your eating. Frequently you place in your stomach double the quantity of food your system requires. As food decays, your breath becomes offensive, your catarrhal difficulties are aggravated, your stomach is overworked, and life and energy are called from the brain to work the mill which 138 grinds the material you have placed in your stomach. In this, you have shown little mercy to yourself. CD 137.2, you are a gourmand when at the table. This is one great cause of your forgetfulness and loss of memory. You say things which I know you have said, and then turn square about, and say that you said something entirely different. I knew this, but passed it over as the sure result of overeating. Of what use would it be to speak about it? It would not cure the evil. CD 138.1, Counsel to Sedentary Workers and Ministers, 1905, MH308-310-225. Overeating is especially harmful to those who are sluggish in temperament. These should eat sparingly, and take plenty of physical exercise. There are men and women of excellent natural ability who do not accomplish half what they might if they would exercise self-control in the denial of appetite. CD 138.2, many writers and speakers fail here. After eating heartily they give themselves to sedentary occupations, reading, study, or writing, allowing no time for physical exercise. As a consequence, the free flow of thought and words is checked. They cannot write or speak with the force and intensity necessary in order to reach the heart, their efforts are tame and fruitless. CD 138.3, those upon whom rest important responsibilities, those, above all, who are guardians of spiritual interests, should be men of keen feeling and quick perception. More than others, they need to be temperate in eating. Rich and luxurious food should have no place upon their tables. CD 138.4,